Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time. It is a Wednesday, and we say good morning to you. Thank you for joining us here at WHCB. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Now, we're talking about the bread of life, that is Jesus Christ. In verse 35 of John chapter 6, He said, "I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me shall never hunger." In verse 41, He said, "I am the bread of life, the bread which came down from heaven." In verse 48, He said, "I am the bread of life." In verse 51, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven." And so we see the "I am" statements. And so we know that He is living and alive today. So when you put all of those statements together, you come up with, "I am the living bread of life which came down from heaven." So turning back to the very first verse in the book of John, you can take a look and you can read this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the light was the light of men." And so we see that the light then shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 5 of John chapter 1, didn't comprehend it, didn't overtake it, didn't understand it. You can use the word "comprehend" in both of those ways, and it means the truth. So from the very beginning in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God and Jesus being one and the same," Jesus being the Creator as well as God the Father being the Creator, and this creation process was an act of God's love. Also, we could say that the bread of life is the manna which God provided to the Hebrews as they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of their rebellion and disobedience to God's command. God told them to go forward immediately, to go claim the promised land. They refused to do it, and God told them they would have to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. And it was 40 long years of wandering in the wilderness. And God provided manna for them. It was a type of bread that was provided every day, was miraculously provided, fresh every day. But it was their provision for them to live. And you see, Jesus Christ is the provision that's available to us fresh every day to sustain us in our walk on earth until we enter the promised land, which is our heavenly home. Now, if we go to John chapter 6, and let's go down to, let's go to verse 32, John chapter 6, verse 32. Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. That is Jesus Christ. Today, throughout the entire world, and I don't know if you try to keep up with it, I do on the world scene, how people are having such struggle for survival, for basic foodstuffs. Well, bread's the basic food for survival. Bread, wheat, rice, barley, that sort of thing. Some's made with wheat, some with corn, some with potatoes, some with rice. Some loaves are nice and risen, and some are flat. But everything's basically still bread. Even rice flour makes bread. Bread's simple to make, it's inexpensive, it's crude sometimes, pretty tough to eat sometimes, but it's life-sustaining for the multitudes, especially those that are in such dire straits around the world. You see, God knew all of this. He's provided the knowledge and the materials, all of the foodstuffs, all these years to keep us going. In America and in many developed countries, we've taken out the healthy materials and insisted on the non-nutritive variety of bread. And we've attempted to remove the Lord God from the proper needs of our souls, just like we've tried to take the vitamins out of the bread. Jesus Christ is the basic need of man, and without him we grope in darkness, attempting to make our own way, but failing desperately. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. He is the only way, the only truth, the only life. The only way you get to heaven is through the work of Jesus Christ that he finished on the cross. Men have tried lots of things, but just like if you try to eat the wrong stuff, sooner or later it'll get you. When you try to forego the truth and not live for God, not follow Jesus Christ, not give yourself to Christ, then all of a sudden what happens is you find yourself malnourished. You find yourself spiritually in great distress. My friend, I don't want you in great distress. I want you to follow Jesus Christ. I want you to know the bread of life that sustains you, that will invigorate you, that will give you abundance of life. Jesus Christ, God the Son. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminders once again of your wonderful love for us. And we thank you for giving us the truth of your word. And thank you that Jesus Christ himself has made himself known to us as our Savior and Lord. Father, we do ask for your provision, our daily bread, and the needs of it today. We ask you to help us to study your word and to learn more of your word that we might be faithful in your service. And I pray, Lord, that you would use WHCB to help teach and train those who would want to be taught and trained. And Lord, I pray that you'll make provision for the ministry of WHCB and make provision for our listeners. We thank you for all of that. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.